So today's daf is daf chafei, picking up from the bottom of chav dal amud beis, where the Gemara had been trying to figure out what exactly the shvuas havai was, and the Gemara ended up concluding that it was a shvua. Rava said in the bottom of chav dal, Rava says four lines up, but omer yesu peros haolam alai b'shvua, that the fruit's going to be usher to me im lo ra'isi b'gedera chazeh ka'olim mitraim, if I had not seen on this path people walking in Ka'olim Mitzrayim, and it was an exaggeration, an embellishment, and the Shvua, that's considered Shvuas Havai, and Mutter, also depending on your Girsur, Ran, Rezar, Gemara. So Amalei Ravina, Ravina Ravashi asks, V'dilma hai gavra kina d'shumshai chaza? Maybe this person saw a mound of something, of ants walking. V'asik le'shma Olim Mitzrayim, and call them, this is my pet ant, I'm going to call them Olim Mitzrayim. V'shapri Mishabi, and he made a good Shvua. Maybe it was a good shvua. Maybe he really created on his own type of Olim Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says to that, Amar Lei Kimishtabe, the top of Chav Heim and Av, Amar Lei Kimishtabe Adaita Dida Mishabe V'ar Lo Maskin Nafshin Ashum Shimani. When we make a person, when a person takes a shvua rather, he takes a shvua on our das, not on his own das. So if we don't refer to a hill of ants as a Olim Mitzrayim, so although in his own mind, his own warped mind, he refers to Olim Mitzrayim, that shvua doesn't work, because the objective understanding is it's not called Olim Mitzrayim. So that's the klal we're going to go through now, discussing when a person makes a shvua, does he make a shvua on his own das, or does he make a shvua based on the Beis Din and everybody else's das? The Gemara says, "Val daita the nafshi la'avin inish the mishtabe." Is it really true that people take shuls? They don't go based on their own das, even though their das might not be consistent with everybody else's. They won't go on their own das. V'hatanya, doesn't the Brisa tell us? Kishehein mashbinosa, when they make the person take a shvua, they would say to him, "Omrim lo, haviyodeya, you should be aware. Shelo al tanai shebelivcha anu mashbinoscha. Not based on what you have in your own mind, are we making you make a shvua? El al datenu, but based on what we think, val das bezdin, and based on us." But not based on your das. So what's it coming to? Lafuke mai. What else could he have thought? It's talking about a situation where a person owed money, a malv and a lova. So the lova owes money, and he's taking a shvua that he paid already the money. So what's it coming to exclude? Lav lafuke dasik like le las kundrev asik le shmazuze. That he had a pile of, I think the round is like a pile of wood here. He has a pile of wood chips, and he calls his little toys of wood chips, he refers to them as Zuze. He calls it the name Zuze, which is money, of course. So, and we're not concerned that he's going to make a shvua. Yes, I gave him Zuze. I gave him the money. I gave him what Zuze means to him is a box of wood chips. So, and we're concerned, so is it not referring to that? And the Gemara says, "Mechlal de'avid inish de'mishabe da'ita de'navshim." The fact that we have to say you cannot go based on your own das, says in general, had we not said that, the shvua would have been a good shvua, even though in his own mind, only in his own mind, is it called the zuze, this pile of chips. Still, we have to exclude that. So a person does make shvuas based on his own das. And the Gemara says, "Lo, not shvua. Lafuke, when we say to him, we're making a shvua based on what we, our das and Bezin's das, it's not coming to exclude your own das, because your own das doesn't work. It's coming to exclude the following case. Mikanya de Rava. What's kind of the Rava? So what I was going to explain, who gavra to have a masik b'chavri zuze? A certain person, a lova, owed money to somebody else. As the kind of the Rava. And amrle, lelova, so Rava says to lova, zil parle, go pay the money that you owe the malva. Amrle, praticha, I already paid. Amrle, Rava, imkein zil ishabile, the parise. Okay, if you really claim you paid your debt, so make a shua. So azil b'aisi kanya, he goes ahead and brings a little cane, the yav zuze begave, and sticks some money in the cane, it hides it in there in a little cavity. He'd walk on the cane using it as a little crutch. He'd enter into Bezdin. The lover says to his dear friend the Malva, please take this kana for me for a moment and nasa sefer Torah, because I need to hold on to sefer Torah. I need to make a shua that I paid you the para. So he hands him over to the cane, makes a shua, and komad havile biyade hu Malva. He makes a shua that he paid everything. Again, ashabet depara komad havile biyade. He paid everything that was in his hand. He paid everything off. Hahu malva rug is, the malva was so angry that the lova paid, he never paid me back, he took a shvua. He took a shvua that he paid, he never paid me, he got so angry, but tavrila hukani, he took the cane and whacked it, cracked it open, vishtapech hanuzuzil ara, and all the money started pouring out, vishtakech the kushe shabe, he made a true shvua, he was the right thing. So when we say make a shvua al datein of al das bezdin, what we mean to say is, based on what we know, what's aware to us, no tricks here. Not that a person can make their own, system of language, that I'm calling my box of wood chips zuze, that doesn't work. but referring to this particular situation when we say you make a shvua based on our das, not based on your own das. So a person's own shvua on his das doesn't work. Fakati lo avid de mishabe daiten, actually around maybe 20 lines down from the top. Akati lo avid de mishabe daiten de nafshe. Still, is it really true that people do not make shvuas based on their own das, even though it's not consistent with everybody else's? V'hatani, the Braisa tells us, V'chein matzina b'moshe Rabbeinu. We find by Moshe, k'shishpia es Yisrael b'arvos Moav, when he made Klai Yisrael make a shvu in Arvos Moav to take upon themselves to do all the mitzvahs and keep the Torah, Amar lehem, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, Havayodim, you guys should know, b'nei Yisrael shelo al datchem ani mashpia etchem, not based on your own das, el al dati v'al das hamakom, based on my own das and based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das, shenemar v'lo etchem levadchem, the Pasuk says, anochi karis ebris hazos v'es ha'al hazos, not based on, not with you only, am I making the shvu, with everybody coming down the line, but the shvu is taking place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe, and not based on Klai Yisrael's own das. So my, what's going on in this brisa? My amr lehu Moshe lishol. What's Moshe saying to Yisrael? Lav hachi kamar lehu. Is he not saying the following? Dilma avidasan mile v'amrisan al datenu. It maybe you have your own preconception of what's going to take place. Let's see the rhyme here. What that line means exactly? Let's see a girsa change here. Dilma avrisan the bach sedushi. Maybe Dilma Avrisan Mila, you maybe were over in a particular Aveira, I guess. Vamrisan al datenu, and you're saying based on our das, you're making your own shvua. Mishum hachi amrlu al dati lafuke mai lav lafuke dasike shmel. Okay, I missed that line in a second, sorry. Let's read that again. It says, before that lafuke, what does that line mean? The Avure? Again, Dilma aviduton mila vamrisan al datenu. Perhaps you refer to something, a particular object.
You do something against the Torah.
Right, so perhaps we explain here that maybe you're going to make some object, and you're going to say that based on our das, we're going to call it something. Based on what we're saying. So now the Gemara is going to explain what exactly that Havamina was. What would they create and call? Lafuke my love, lafuke dasike shema lavut cham alo ha. That they maybe they'll refer to their idol as a low ka or low ha. Huh? I'm not sure exactly to read it here. Mechlal David Inish de Mishabe Daita Navshe. There's a concern when they say they're going to make a shul, l'shem shemaim, with Elokim, let's call it, maybe they're going to call their little idol Elokim also. And when they say Elokim, they're in fact in their das, they're making the proper shul, but not to the real God, but to their own God. So that's what we see that since Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned of that, a shul does work if it's based on their own das. So the Gemara says, "Lo, not true. Davodus Chachamim ikrei Eloha, not because they're on das. The fact is, Avodah Zarah is called Eloha. Dichsev uvuchel Elohei Mitzrayim. They're not creating their own words, their own language. This is something that the Torah refers to. That Elohim refers to also other gods. So that's what he had to exclude. Be'ena Hanami, one does not make a shvu based on his own das. So Gemara now wants to understand." Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu could have said the shvua a little bit differently that he was referring to with Klal Yisrael. V'lishava yason, what was exactly the lashon shvua that we said? The lashon shvua that he made them make was.
You mean the pasuk or what the Gemara?
The pasuk and what exactly shvua he made them say. He said in that pasuk you just quoted, right? V'lo itchem levadchem anochi karis esbris hazos v'es ha'al hazos. So I guess the Lashon of Bris, the Gemara wants to know now, and that Shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu made Bnei Yisrael take, Ulishava Yason Dimekayim Mitzos. So why not, instead of this confused, because the part of the Shvua, this passage doesn't quote it, but part of the Shvua was to say Elokei. I don't know exactly the Lashon, I don't have it in front of me, but the word Hashem, Elokim, was used in the Shvua. So why do you have to use a Lashon Elokim, and then therefore have some confusion which Elokim referring to? It could be Elohim that referring to Avodah Zarah. Why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu be a little clearer, and where there's no other option to be confused, and say, Ulishava Yasun Dimekayim Mitzvos. Say, I'm making you make a Shua to keep Mitzvos, and there's no other way to interpret it. Whereas says, no, because Masha Mitzvos Melech, maybe they could have interpreted the word Mitzvos to mean the Mitzvos of Melech, the rules of the government, not necessarily the rules of Hashem. So that wouldn't be so clear in making them make a Shua that way.
Here it explains that the pasuk pshat is that he's that there is mashbiya the Dorot Habaot, but since anyways the next pasuk is just Kiasher Asher Yeshno Poimanu Omed Hayim Leshem Elokeinu Einenu Poimanu Atbeinu.
Ah, Elokeinu.
So yeah, but there's a double. There's the both psukim are saying that whoever is not here, so one is extra because the second pasuk is already telling Bnei Israel that who is not here is going to be nishba.
Okay, but I thought the question was on the language of Elokim that's being used. Is it not?
Yeah, it seems that there is a limud because there is an extra. Doesn't say specifically because of that, but it's a limit because there is the pasuk.
Just the extra word?
Yeah.
Extra pasuk?
Chem levatchem. It's learning on that.
Uh-huh, okay.
The whole first pasuk is extra. Because the second pasuk says,
it says already that
future generation.
Exactly.
He's saying first pasuk also future generation.
Right.
Okay. Fine. So why can Moshe Rabbeinu say to them, make a shua that you're going to keep all the mitzvahs? Because they could have interpreted mitzvahs to mean the mitzvahs hamelach, the rules of the government. So the Gemara suggests maybe Lishava Yason the Gemakayim Kol Mitzos. So why do you say all the mitzos as opposed to just the mitzos Hamelach, but Kol Mitzos Masha Mitzos Tzitzis? Maybe that first two, okay, once you say Kol Mitzos, that already is no longer going to be confused with the rules of the government for whatever reason. But if you say Kol Mitzos to keep all the mitzos, that may be understood to be Masha Mitzos Tzitzis, Amar Marsh Kula Mitzos Tzitzis connected Kol Mitzos Shabbat Torah. I read what is it 2 weeks ago in the parsha in the end of Shlach that tzitzis is equal to all the mitzvahs, all tariq mitzvahs, based on the gemachi. Rashi brings down tzitzis plus five plus the eight and everything. So they could interpret it only one mitzvah. Do they have to keep? The gemara said, okay, maybe lishava yason de mekayim Torah. So maybe they should make a shuvah to keep the Torah. No, that because mashma Torah achas. Maybe they can interpret that only to keep Torah shebichsav. Only one of the Torahs, not Torah shebal peh. So maybe Moshe should have made the Shul Lishava Yason Dimekayim Torah, both them, which is Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh. That too, the Gemara says it could be Mashma, Torah Mincha, Torah Chatas, Torah Ashim, all those Torahs that the Gemara, the Pesukim refer to in terms of Karbanos, but not the entire Torah Kula. Okay, Lishava Yason Dimekayim Toros Umitzvos. Say that seems to cover all bases. Toros, Mashma, Torah Mincha, Mitzvos, Mashma, Mitzvos Melech. Okay, so maybe Lishava Yason Dimekayim and Torah Kula. Maybe they should make a Shavua to keep the entire Torah. Torah Kula, Masha Avodas Chochavim. Titania Chamur Avodas Chochavim, Shekola Kofar. But anyone who rejects a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kila Modu B'Torah, sorry, anyone who rejects Avodas Zara, rather, is Kila Modu B'Torah Kola Kula. Once you reject Avodas Zara, then you're basically embracing Kol Torah Kula. This is a side point. It's very interesting that Torah Kula refers to Avodas Zara, Kol Mitzos refers to Tzitzis. Just slightly different. Okay, so then the Gemara says maybe Lishava Yason Demekayim Avodas Kochavim V'Torah Kula. So separate them. It's once you say Avodas Kochavim separate from Torah Kula, then Torah Kula can't be referring to Avodas Zara also. Inami, we could have said Sheish Meos V'Shloshes V'Mitzos. Maybe it could have said the 613 Mitzos. But this, I think this is one of the two places in Shas that it says Tarig Mitzos. Anyone know the other one? I think it's only two.
Tarig Mitzos Shemarti Adlovin Berti Tarig Mitzos Shemarti.
It's a Gemara? And Rashi brings down. It's based on the Gemara, yeah? That's a medrash. Could be a Gemara, though.
That's right where it is, but the Ramban puts it
in the
commentary.
Right.
Very
so it's a Gemara Makos, right? Gemara Makos, the end, talks about 613.
Is that where it says that? Is that the Gemara that says that Hashem said the first two?
Hashem said the first two. Is it there?
I don't remember.
Gemara and Shabbos talks about it, right? And by all the Shua topics. I don't remember if it's mentioned in Makos. I don't think it's mentioned in Makos, actually. It talks about the end of Makos, Targ Mitzvahs, and then they broke it down to like 7 Mitzvahs, and then to 3 Mitzvahs, and then to 2, and then to 1 Mitzvah. Okay, anyway, so I don't think the Lavan Garti is a Gemara, but I could be wrong. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara, what they could have said in the Shua, could have been to say Avodah Zarah and Torah Kula, that would seem to include everything, or to say all 613 Mitzvahs, and that would have been a good Shua. So, Ela Moshe Beinu Milsa Delo Tricha Nakit. He used a language that wouldn't be such a Tricha. So the Ran says here, Ela Milsa Dilo Tricha Nakit Beperk Shuas Stein Basra, and Gemara and Shuas Daf Chav Tes Maskin, and Imkain Lemelu Al Darti, Adas Makum Lamali, Kiech Dilo Tavi Hafaro Lushuas Ayo Pera. Okay, he refers to another question the Gemara has later on. The Gemara has a longer discussion. Okay, didn't want to be much Shriach the Tibur. Why? It was too long? They wanted to shorten the words? Is that the point?
So what it's saying here is that he's saying Amashbiya al-Dati al-Dasamakum because he doesn't want to tell them exactly what to be mefarid exactly what the Shua is because it would take forever.
It would take forever to go through it.
To say, okay, these are the exact requirements of the Shua. He's just saying, I know the whole Torah, Hashem does the whole Torah, so then and you're being nishba al dati v'al das makom.
But it would have been such a tircha to say, oh, and by the way, there's 613 mitzvahs, and or avodah zarah and Torah kula. That's, I don't think they were suggesting to go through every single detail of it. They're just saying a few extra words.
Right. Meaning saying.
So I'm not sure if it's an issue of tircha, a few extra words. It could be. And when it comes to tircha the tzibur, we're even for a few seconds, we're very, very, very makbid.
Or maybe it's just more natural to say
a lefty than right. Somehow how to tircha. Is there any art school on that? Or
no? It says Sirashi.
Sirashi, okay. Rashi says, let's look at Rashi. It says, Ela Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa de Lav Tircha Nakit. Kishamar al das hamakom al dati shisham nichla hakol. I mean, everything's included. It just sounds like more unnecessary to say more than that. But okay, fine. Let's go weiter. The Gemara now two dots says, "Im lo ra'isi nachash kekaris beis habad." If he didn't see the snake, like the beis habad, like what did he say beis habad was? The press, right? The wine press or something. So v'lo, is it really true that one cannot see such a snake? There's a chavya, is a lashon of a snake. So there wasn't there once a snake during the times of Shavar Malka. Ramila tleisar arvasa ditivna ubala yason. So what's going on here? So Rashi, the Ran rather, says tleisar arvasa ditivna shir tleisar aravos teven. It was the size of 13. What's aravos? It seems like some type of horse.
A stable full of hay.
Uh-huh, okay, a stable full of hay. Okay, so 13 stablefuls of hay. And so it was quite large. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel b'taraf kulo nachash. Let's see. Amar Shmuel b'taraf. When we said in nachash that it was made, we're referring to the bekam that we said before in terms of either the cracks or the little...
What's saying is, I think when it's saying koros, the koros by sabbat are the beams.
Mm-hmm.
Beams are like
thick beams.
Yeah, so he was referring not to a strange nachash, like a very, very wide.
So that was initially what we thought. So then the Gemara says there was such a snake.
Because we thought yesterday it was like dotted.
That's the answer now.
Okay.
So you're right. There are such boa constrictors. That's what they're called, right? They have such large snakes like that thick. But so that wasn't what the shua was. The shua was referring to Amar Shmuel b'taraf, where it was spotted or certain lines in them. So that's what's referring to. And that was uncommon to have a snake so spotted like the Beis Abad, I guess. No picture of the Beis Abad there, do we? I don't know how Beis Abad. They're spotted Beis Abads?
Correct. Okay.
Ridges. Okay. Ridges, okay. Okay. Ridges made the scales at first, the scales of the snake. So kula nachshu mitzvah tarif. What do you mean? All snakes have, let's call them scales, ridges in them. So the answer to the Gemara, agabo tarif kamrinim, referring to that are on the back, the spots that are on the back, apparently in the bottom of the snake, the stomach of the snake, if it's called the stomach, that has dots or cracks or ridges. The top doesn't, so that's what we're referring to. So lisne tarif. So to be clear, so why didn't you just say tarif as opposed to comparing to Beis Abad? So milsa agav orcha kamashman, coming to teach us some other halacha here, dekaris Beis Abad, gavo tarif, to teach us that Beis Abad has ridges. So I'm not sure the necessity for such a chiddush. I mean, if you just go to your Beis Abad and
okay, fine.
So they mine afkamina. Well, I guess not afkamina. The mekach hamemkar lo melacha hamocha cross Beis Abad lechavero I gavo tarf in ilalo. He wants to sell Beis Abad if it has these cracks and ridges on top. Okay, that's what he's referring to. And if not, doesn't have the ridges, then that's not what he was trying to buy. So I have no idea the relevance of these cracks on top of the Beis Abad. Okay, don't know what to do with that. Sorry, looking at Ryan. Somehow it's a better base of body if it's that way. Okay, fine, we don't know. We have to go to the wine presses to see what they look like.
Class trip,
okay. Fine, says the Gemara. Masnis in the Numisha says in Chafem Rebbe's Nidre Shkagos. In Nidre Shkagos, we did Nidre Havayos, we did Nidre Onsim we did already, and Nidre Zuzim. This is the fourth one? Did we do Nidre Otsim yet? Nidre Shkag. Yeah, right. Did we? Did we do Onsim yet? I don't know. We did not. Okay, we referred to Onsim. We didn't see it. Okay. The Nidre Shogun, I guess, is the third of the four. Nidre Shkagos, imachalti vimashasitzi, he takes another, if I ate or if I drank something, then this will be Aser. Veniska shachal v'shas, so then he remembered he actually did eat or did drink. He forgot, so then he was Shogig. Or he says, Shani Ochev Hashani Shosa, that I'm going to eat, that I'm going to drink, Vashachach Vachav Hashas, and he forgot and he ended up eating and drinking. So Amar Konim Ishti Nehenesli Sheganva Eskisi, that he takes a nether that she cannot get enough from me, that she stole my wallet. Vishihakasa Hikses Benir, she hit my son, Benodashlo Hakasa, Benodashlo Ganva, and he became aware that she didn't hit him and she didn't steal his wallet. Ra Othan Ochlin Ta'inam Vamahare Allah in Karban, Alecham Karban. And he sees people eating his figs, and he says that on you it's a carbon, you can't eat it. And him to Aviv Valchiv is actually his father and brother who's eating his figs. But you Mahin Achim, there are others with him. So those are all fine. Those are all those examples. So Beshami Omrim Hein Mutarnu Mashi Mohammed Asurim. So they're mutter, but those to the father and brother mutter to eat the figs because that was a shogi. He didn't know who was eating it. The other ones who are joining them are Asur. Beshami Omrim Eilu Eilu Mutarnu. No, both parties are going to be mutter. Once it's mutter, there's one nether he took. So once mixas nether's mutter, the kulu nether's mutter. So these are all examples of Nidre Shkagos where he forgot that he ate, or during when he ate, he forgot that he took a nether. All these cases of him being forgetful is going to be Nidre Shkagos and not going to be Chal. Okay, Gemara says, now Tana, Kishem Shenidre Shkagos Mutarn, Kach Shuos Shkagos Mutar. Just like Nidre Shkagos, person forgets the nether won't be Chal, so too if a person takes a Shua like this, it will also be Mutar. Heichi Dami Shuos Shkagos. What's an example? You go in Rav Kana, Rav Asi, Hadin Amar Shua Dehachi, Amar Rav, Hadin Amar Shua Dehachi, Amar Rav, the Chalchav Echad Adayt the Nafshi Shabbat Kimishtaba. So Shua Shagos is this case that they took a Shua that Rav said this, and the other one took a Shua that Rav said something else, and both of them made a good Shua because based on their own Das, they made the right, they thought they were saying the right thing. One of them forgot, obviously, maybe both of them forgot, at least one of them forgot. So based on this, this is Shua Shagos, and that will not be Chal. Shua Shagos, because it was about someone forgetting. Should we do some of these rounds? We have time here, actually.
We're actually early.
Yeah.
40 minutes.
Okay, so let's since we have some time, let's get some rounds here to get this clearer then. The round says, let's go to the top round on the Chaf Heyman base. The round writes, Nidre Shagos Vechule, Trey Gavne Katani, the two examples the Mishnah tells us. Chada de Bashas Nidre Hayashogeg. One is when he made the neder, he had forgotten, could go and konim im achaltim, he forgot what he did in the past. But Katani Nami, Sheyashogeg Bashasha, Nether Roy Lachul, that or he forgot when the nether is supposed to be Chal later on, he made the nether earlier, but when it's Chal, it's based on the Tanai later on. Vafa Pisha Bashasha Yatum and Pivlo Hayashogeg, even though when he made the nether, he wasn't Shogeg in the second case. And he ate later on, he forgot when he ate. So one's when he forgot during the nether, one's when he forgot while doing the tonight. Since when he ate later on, he forgot about the nether, that nether will not be chal. I was excited when I see Gilyan Shasas, but I don't know what he's referring to here. Okay. Next round we could skip for now, I think. Alright, I think that's really all for the rounds. Let's go right to the Gemara. The Gemara says now, Hira Osin Ochlin. He sees people eating from his figs, like who in the world is eating my backyard, my figs? And Tanan Hassan, the Mishnah tells us, is a Mishnah that's found in Maseches, where is this, later on in the Dharm. Poschim v'shabasas v'yom tovim. Person could use Shabbos and Yontif as a Pesach. So what does that mean? So the Gemara goes on to say a little further. Let me look at the Ran. Berishona initially hayomim osin hayamim mutarin v'shar koyamim asurim. Initially, when they had a Pesach for Shabbos and Yontif, the person made a neder that he's going to do something every single day, and then he realized he needed a Pesach. So they undid. Initially, they said, okay, Shabbos and Yontif will be mutar, but the other days will be asur. Once he saw, once part of the nether is going to be removed, the entire nether will be removed. So let's get some of the details on the Ran. The Ran says the first wide line down, Tanan Hasim. Poschim b'shabasa v'yomen tovim. Masnisin hi, the common parak poschim daf samach vav, the Mishnah there. Hamasisin lo dami mamish l'masisin depirkin. Our Mishnah is not entirely the same. The ilub masisin dahach, our Mishnah here, the nether batal me'elav. Our nether is batal on its own, because there's nide shogin. There, the nether is actually chal. We're just trying to undo it through a Pesach. So it's slightly different as to how it's working out. Our Mishnah, there's a mistake. He didn't realize his father was there. Never intended on answering to his father. The Mishnah later on, there's no such union like that. Person who forbids himself from having wine or meat, shana achas for an entire year, yodehu she'avru alav Shabbos of Yom Tov. He knew that there's going to be 50 Shabbos through the year and another 15 Yom Tov throughout the year. He knew all that's going to be true. There's no mistake, so the neder is chal. And the Shabbos will be covered Shabbos of Yom Tov. We find an exit strategy for him. Had you known that it's usher to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that maybe you didn't know, so maybe that's a Pesach, or perhaps you have Charata, so it's slightly different how the nether is being removed. But the nether we're learning from the Ron here is, though, person takes a nether for a year that I cannot drink wine, I cannot eat meat, and then he realizes that he's fasting on Shabbos, and there's an issue to fast on Shabbos, so then, based on that, he's able to undo the nether. So it comes from this mission, though. The reason why we bring this in is that back to that, let's read the Gemara again and quote the Mishnah. Again, Tanan Hasam, Poskim Shabbos for Yom Tovim. You could use the Shabbos Yom Tov for the covered Shabbos Yom Tov, that you fasting is going to violate the covered Shabbos Yom Tov. That could be an exit strategy. But Rishona, initially, again, they said, Hayu Omrim Osin Hayamim Mutar. Only Shabbos Yom Tov is a mutter to eat meat and drink wine for this person. Vishar Kal Yamim Asurim, but the rest of the year it's Asur. He taught us nether shehuta miksas and nehuta kulo. Since this is all one nether for the entire year, since part of the nether is going to be removed, the entire nether will be completely removed from him. Okay, Mar now says, Amar Rabba. Rabba says the chuli alma. Should we continue to say the go through this part? What do you think? We have time, yeah. I don't want to take away tomorrow's daf unless I should. I'm not around tomorrow. Tomorrow's a very short daf. Up to you guys. Alright, I'll go for it. Alright, who's here tomorrow? We're going away today. You're going away after today? It's Adam and Harry. I'll save you guys some time tomorrow. We'll get ahead. You can start at 6:30. Okay, so I'll read through a little bit. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, the Chuli Alma, everyone agrees. Everybody agrees. Back to our Mishnah. If he says, "Had I known that the father was within you, I would have said all you guys are aser except for my father." In such a situation, all of them are aser and his father's mutter. No one argues. Even Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, they're both going to agree in that case that even Beis Hillel will agree that they are aser and the father's mutter. What's the machloka? So nechloku ela beomer ila ha'isi yodesh abba b'necham ha'isi omer ploni asurin abba mutter. But if he says that, had I known, I would have said my father is mutter, but you Reuven, you Shmuel, you whoever, it's going to be asur the abba mutter. In that case, there's a machlokas. So how's the machlokas there? How's it work out? So then Beis Hillel says everybody's mutter, Beis Shammai says and then everyone else is asur.
Just totally understand if neither should not be asur.
Why is it different than the first case, though? Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "Amar Rabba Hakol Modim BeOmer." The five lines up. Hakol Modim BeOmer VeChulei Hayisi Omer Kulchem Asun Chus MeAba Kulei Amar Kulin Asun VeAvim Muter. Says the Ran, "Mishum DeLo Mikre Ki Agav Neder Shehuta Miksasa Muter Kul." This is not the classic case of that. Why? The Fishachevin Shebeshas HaNeder Amar Kulchem Asun. He says everyone's going to be Aser. VeAch Shev Gamkei Mamid Dvarav Harishonim LeGav VeAcherim. And he's still holding by that language. He said initially, now even though he retracts and says my father's not included in that initial iser, that's not considered nether, that's partially mutter now, and the whole thing's going to be mutter. The way we're understanding the Gemara here is that when he initially said kulchem, he never included his father there in the first place. Kulchem meant everybody other than my father. Even though later on he says my father wasn't included, that was always to be understood that way. It was considered one nether on a kulchem of other than the father. And when the father's mutter, it has no impact on the rest of the nether. But once he starts delineating each person, ploni and ploni and ploni and ploni, and then abba, So then that seems to be a list of everyone all in the same nether. That's where the machlokas exist. Whereby Beis Shammai says, no, it's not considered nether, miksasa, nether, huta, miksasa, huta, kulo. If just because his father is going to be mutter, has no impact on the rest of the people. As opposed to Beis Hillel, he's going to say, no, not true, that once part of it's going to be mutter, namely for the father, then the entire group will be mutter as well to have the tehillim. So you could probably stop here then, I guess. Okay, it's a continuation, but...
Yeah, but if you put a little bit into the phone,
right, exactly. Okay, so we'll stop here then. Give him some time to do tomorrow then. Even though it is early.
Sure.